Well, I think the real topic today, Tegan, is just recently my niece asked me to have a look at her superannuation for her. And having had a look at it, she's 25 years of age. She's just bought a house, a rental property in Sydney, which is a miracle in itself.
I was just thinking that myself. She's smarter than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah, but she's got one, and she's earning between $60,000 and $70,000 a year. So while I looked at her super, I noticed that she had no insurances at all. And I was speaking to her and I said, you know, do you understand why you should have some insurances? And she said, well, I'm only young. I've got hardly any commitments. Why should I? And her father, my brother, was sitting there as well. And I said to him, well, how would it be for you, Michael, if Georgie had a major accident and became a paraplegic or something along those lines, which heaven forbid that doesn't happen. But how would that affect your retirement? He's 67. And he's now at a point where he's got enough assets to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was something like that happen, that could completely derail his whole retirement. And we do see that, unfortunately.
All right. So what are the things that we need to do? Firstly, have the conversation.
Yeah, well, today I've invited Simone Anderson from our firm, Allman Partners, to come along. Simone's an insurance specialist, has I think about 40 years of experience.
We're going to say 4 years. You don't look old enough to have 40 years experience.
She's not old enough for that. But what she doesn't know, nobody knows. So she's a specialist in this area. So, Simone, you know, what would you say to adult parents and what advice would you give them in relation to their own children getting insured so something happens to them that doesn't derail their lives?
It's actually a really interesting point in that a lot of young people only do consider their immediate circumstances and not the broader impact that a disability, so permanent, such as paralysis, would have on their family. I don't know too many young people that would feel comfortable in their adult years still having mum and dad looking after them. Yet it's something that they don't consider would ever happen. I actually recently read a study where the Australian Bureau of Statistics talk about 16% of the adult population, which is around 2.5 million, actually are in that situation where they have to look after their adult children because they haven't made those preparations. And the costs can just be huge. And the reason this does tend to fall back on a family member is most people wouldn't be able to afford, say, $60,000 a year, which is an average, for full-time care in that situation if you were confined to a wheelchair. In addition to that, there's also modifications to your home, making hallways and doorways wider for wheelchair access, modifications to the car, all of those sorts of things that most people just don't have a little sludge fund waiting for that kind of expense. And certainly no one who is young, like your niece, without having given thought to their own family yet, but they still have to provide for their ongoing care.
Let's have a look at those insurances then for a moment, because there are so many choices. Let's just say we finally get a 25-year-old to go, okay, let's take a look at that. How do they then even begin to make choices to... There's so much variance in price, there's so much variance in payout. It's you think you've got the right insurance and then you find, oh, that's not covered, that's not covered, that's not covered. So many choices, it would just blow your mind.
That is true, and it can be a bit of a minefield, but that's where you do need to seek specialist advice from trusted advisors with that experience, not only to assess what superannuation funds pros and cons are, but also there's just so many different options available. So we go through the approach of educating our clients and helping to tailor something specific to their own needs.
When it comes to those needs, is it really important to go through a checklist or something to find out exactly what's going to suit them?
Yeah, it's really important to do that, Tegan, and understand, you know, what are the issues. Yeah, there's five major types of insurances, total and permanent disablement, which Simone's really alluding to now. You've got income protection insurance, mm-hmm. which we're going to cover over the next couple of weeks. So we want to camp on this subject because it's really important. And then you've got, obviously, life insurance, which wasn't really applicable to my niece because she's got no dependents, she's not married, so there's no major things that she really has to take care of there. But then there is also trauma, which is a defined event. And the important thing is, and Simone, you can comment on this, is, you know, if you don't take out insurance early and you do happen to have, and I know Simone had a situation with a client who had a melanoma at a young age and didn't have any insurance, what was the impact on that person, Simone?
Yeah, I had seen him when he was 20 years old. Fortunately, did put some insurance in place for him, but certainly not the full range of cover that he would need later in life. But he did have a melanoma, age of 20, not married, no children at that time. But within the next 10 to 15 years, he was uninsurable. So then he did get married, did have children, but we could not do anything for him. So I think it's really important to put cover in place whilst you are young and healthy, because you just never know when that day comes when you're not insurable.